Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee, in for John Lopez and Reggie. Chris, I'm going to let you lead off.
All right.
Do you have a lunchtime confessional?
I do.
Hit me.
These are my confessions.
So, Thanksgiving was yesterday. We've talked about the food. Now, we didn't get to desserts, but I'm sure we will at some point. I got to confess, though, I'm not really a turkey guy. The main course of Thanksgiving, I could care less about. There's been years when I had a plate full of the mac and cheese, the dressing, got it right that time, the cranberry sauce. The green beans, or depending whose house you're at, the green bean casserole. Yes, I got white folks in my family. Okay, I got white folks in the family. So, yeah, I like the green bean casserole.
I hate green beans.
Don't get mad at me, but I do. All right. But there's been years when I will load up on everything but the turkey. Turkey is just too dry for me a lot of times. So it is a very dry meat.
Is this...
I just can't.
Is this a problem... created, Chris.
Uh-oh.
If you're making a confession, was it the fault of those who were cooking the bird?
This has been at multiple events.
So this is your general experience is that it's dry.
With turkey.
Okay.
A lot of times. No, not every time, but a lot of times it's just a little too dry for me.
It's a tough thing to cook, and I'm super thankful that my girlfriend's parents, who are in town right now, suggested that we go out to eat for Thanksgiving yesterday, because I've never done it. And I think I'm a pretty good cook, but I've never done turkey.
Turkey is hard.
It's a lot.
It's hard.
That's an all-day thing. So I don't think that's an incorrect take. Like, it's weird, too. We only cook it once a year, generally. Maybe you have turkey.
For Christmas sometimes, yeah.
Maybe you have turkey for Christmas, yeah. But it is such an American feast.
It is.
And yet, it's a one-time-a-year thing, and it's very tough for you to get better at cooking a turkey because practice makes perfect.
You don't do it all the time.
Experimentation makes perfect. That... totally makes sense to me that turkey's maybe not your favorite.
Not a turkey guy. I'm just not.
Okay.
These are my confessions.
I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
People are going to be mad at me for this one. I have yet to watch a complete Houston Rockets basketball game this year. It is my job to cover sports for a living.
Come on, Paul.
I have yet to watch a complete game. I watched most of the season opener against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
I have seen a bit of the Rockets here or there, but I have not been able to sit down and watch a full game, and I don't really have an excuse. Your boy's looking for work, you know, and I'm very thankful that Sports Radio 610 is giving me some part-time work, but I feel bad because I know how good this team has always been. I love the Ime Udoka era. I love Amen Thompson. I think that Alperen Şengün's taking a big step forward, and on Wednesday, we saw Reed Sheppard go off for a career-high 31 points. That is my confession, and I'm sorry. I've let people down. Because I like basketball. It's not like with baseball where I'm out of the closet on it. I like that the Astros are good, but I do not like the actual sport itself.
Okay.
But I'm a bad sports talk show host because I have not been watching nearly enough Rockets basketball.
Well, here's the great thing.
Yeah.
You got a lot of time to catch up.
I do.
They've played 15 games so far.
Mm-hmm.
What are they, 11? No, they're 12 and 4.
12 and 4. 12,
so they play 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
What's the math there? 66 left, something like that?
Something along those lines.
Something along there. You got a lot of time, Paul.
You have a lot of time.
You'll catch up. I believe in you.
But I feel bad.
I believe in you.
I feel like the Catholic guilt is raining upon me right now because I feel awful about
this. Well, let's be fair. It is football season.
It is, but I still feel like...
I'm trying to give you an out here.
I got to make
an exception. I'm trying to give you an out, Paul.
I'm flagellating myself. I'm Silas from the Tom Hanks movie, whatever it's called. Da Vinci Code.
Ooh,
I'm that albino dude. Well, he was. He lacks all the pigment,
which
is saying something because I don't have much myself. He just got blind. He looks a little like Slim Shady, except for he's a monk Slim assassin Shady. Or something
right.
like that. All right. Colin, what you got?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go to sports here on this one. I'm gonna stick with it. It's rivalry week.
That's a tough one for me.
Rivalry week.
That's a mini confession. I have trouble saying certain words for some reason. As a guy that likes that is a play-by-play guy, I need to get better at. But anyway,
you've been up a long time.
Yeah, dude, you've been up since 4:30.
Technically 3:30.
He got here at 4:30. He's been up since 3-something.
Yeah.
Confession. I'm tired. Anyway. Yeah. It's rivalry week. God dang it!
Right.
Hey, don't make us dump you.
Anyway,
rivalry.
There we go.
But you know how these days people are like, you know, some people are like, oh, it's all about sportsmanship. I don't like the fight, and the fighting's wrong. No.
Uh-oh.
We just saw Ole Miss and Mississippi State just go at it, and it's just awesome. A year ago, the rivalry week was awesome. Okay, it was awesome. And look, Mississippi State and Ole Miss have got started early. I don't mind fights as long as nobody gets hurt. Hey, there's some exchanging unpleasantries, okay?
So you applaud the passion.
The passion, I love it.
Yeah.
The passion, I love it.
Yeah.
That's just what happens when you a lot of those takes are from people that haven't really played the sport. Really, they don't understand.
You think so?
I'll never fully understand it. I mean, I play football as high as junior high as a Ed Reed safety, but
there we go.
But
same,
come on,
brother.
I love this kind of year in sports when
intensity.
We see the passion, the intensity. So yeah, I'm all for exchanging unpleasantries as long as nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing wrong with getting a little scuffle.
I think a lot of people like to watch the scuffles. Now, do you want
to
your
be involved?
Kids participating in the scuffle if you're watching a high school game or a college game? No.
Maybe not Malice in the Palace.
Definitely not. Oh, boy, Mississippi State with a big run after the fight. Perhaps they got a little shot in the arm from the squab that happened a moment ago.
Ring those cowbells.
It is annoying. And by the way...
is that another confession right there?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Here's my confession. My bougie-ass prep school that I went to in high school, Shoy Chris Preparatory School, we all had butlers.
I'm kidding.
But, you know, it's like, what a douchey-sounding school name. Thayer Academy, the other one I went to. But when I was at that school, for some reason, even though we were 100% the cake-eater school, the riches, we had cowbells for some reason. We rang cowbells like we were some hick school. Yeah, no offense to those fine folks who would be called a hick school for ringing a cowbell, but that's kind of, it's like you're leaning into it.
Paul's offending everyone today.
Yeah, equal opportunity.
You woke up feeling
I chose violence. Yeah,
you
a little
woke
frisky.
Up and chose violence for sure.
But the cowbell's annoying as hell.
It can be a bit much.
For sure.
It can be a bit
much. So that's probably what started that Ole Miss fight. I am curious.
You think that's what started it?
Yeah, what happened? I don't know.
Turn that damn bell down.
Colin, did you get any feel for what the hell happened there?
Like, why did that start?
So, it was just, looks like a Mississippi State defender. Just try to get a sack on the quarterback, and I guess...
I saw that.
And I guess while the officials were probably talking about it, there was probably some talking, like asking them, like, "Hey, what did you have for Thanksgiving dinner?" And probably one of them probably had to take like Paul Gallant with the cheese. And
macaroni and cheese smells like farts.
Do you think someone spit in the other person's face?
Oh, come on!
Well, that's all the rage.
We've been seeing a lot of that lately.
That's been a theme.
That's all the rage.
We've been seeing it.
Ja'Marr Chase acting like no one would see that.
Jalen Carter
is pretty funny. But see, Jalen Carter fessed up to it. Jamar Chase straight-faced. And I guess technically, if you want to be a lawyer for him, he never said he spit at him, that he didn't spit at him either. But he said he spit in his general direction. He was like, well, if I was spitting at him, I would have spit at him in the face. Like, all-time attempt to try to get out of the suspension.
That'll hold up in court, buddy.
That's like it's like sixth grade me forging my mom's signature on the time I told Kelly Murphy to shut up.
Oh,
I
ended
up getting detention for that. No, that's
so you got in trouble for forging signatures too.
Oh, I was a little.
I've been there.
In sixth grade.
I went there too.
No, that was bad. It was bad.
It's only wrong if you got caught.
That's true.
We got caught. That's the problem.
Oh, you did get caught.
We got caught.
Yeah, we got caught. There was another thing I cheated on in eighth grade at this school that I got that I got away with.
Wait.
I cheated on a test and I got away with it. I had a ridiculously high score and everyone thought it was suspect. So the rest of the year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The rest of the year, I actually, and to my credit, I got an A in the class.
Okay.
But the rest of the year, I was like, oh, God, now everyone thinks I'm like
it was
all
pressure.
That.
You had pressure then.
Oh, I had a lot of
pressure. That was pressure then.
No, and it was very blatant what I was doing. I can't believe I got away with it.
Hey, man, good job.
No, not good job. No, kids listening,
okay.
Don't do that.
Kids don't listen.
Don't use the chat GPT. Don't use the artificial intelligence, you little
cheaters. Oh, my God.
You little cheaters.
Okay, boomer.
No. Do it the old-fashioned way.
If I'm not going to lie. If ChatGPT had been around when I was in high school, early 2000, late 90s, early 2000s, I would have had a 4.0.
I think that's why I don't want them to do it. Because it's like, hey, I had to do it the hard
man,
way.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I would have been using it for everything.
Back in my day.
Oh, come on. We're not that old.
We had to chop down the trees ourselves to get pencils.
See, you can say that when you're 25.
Yeah, this guy.
Hey, for those that don't know, though, I was there when we did it was called the tax test, not the star test.
Yeah.
Paul might know what I'm talking about, but it used to be called the tax test whenever we, it was like, you know, the readiness test and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the standardized testing,
but,
whatever
man,
it is.
Man, I remember though when we had to get those little folders and then put them right around our papers.
And so nobody cheat.
I mean, come on. People were peeking. Yeah, exactly.
What you got over there, Paul? Let me see your answers.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Cover up. Hey, I studied. I'm a good boy. Excuse me, sir, as he adjusted his glasses.
Hey.
Listen, it does make you look a little more intelligent, that's for sure. I mean, I look like I just came from a coal mine with my mustache and mullet look right now.
Yeah, I was down there. I have Coors Banquet beer on the way out.
Now I guess I sound like Clint. Wrapping it up, I have one more confession to make.
Okay. These are my
confessions. All right, so yesterday there was this turkey trot thing, and it was for charity. I didn't know it was for charity.
I knew this was going.
I didn't know this was coming. I didn't know it was for charity, okay? All I know is I was inconvenienced. I was on the goal line of where my home was. All I had to do was take a left. And they said, no, you got to take a right, sir.
Damn.
The police officer told me that. And I was like, wait, seriously?
So even if you lived there, you couldn't just...
Right. So I had to take a right back on Westheimer, go back to 610, loop around, go up north on 610, and then get on San Felipe. But since there were so many detours to go around the turkey trot, I kept on having to take a right. Everything was one lane. It was brutal. And I see people that are out here that are clearly not going that hard in the turkey trot. I saw two people dressed up like Glenda and Greenbroad from Elphaba, sorry, from Wicked 2, which I'm going to have to watch with the girlfriend in the near future. Not looking forward to that. No offense. The second one doesn't have as good songs. Huh?
Good luck.
I'm saying it.
Good luck.
But as I'm driving around, I see a lot of people that are walking, and these people jaywalked through the cars that were parked.
Of course they did.
They jaywalked, and they were getting annoyed that some cars were still moving forward.
Oh, my goodness.
And they jaywalked, and they, like, waved at us. And so I flicked them off, rolled down the window, and told them, F you.
So you actually rolled down the window.
Oh, I did.
And gave them the expletive.
Yeah, I did. I was in a death machine. Oh, come at me. Oh, come at me, bro. No, I wouldn't actually do that. That's illegal. That's assault, brother. Goodness.
Illegal, and hey, we're in Texas. And when I say we're in Texas, you should know what I mean by that.
Oh, for sure. Yes. But these people, I mean, I don't know if people in the turkey trot are going to be carrying, you know, a piece.
Hey, nowadays you just never know.
That's totally true. The white Irish rage takes over me, and my eyes roll back into my head like a great white shark.
You just black out.
I just black out. I don't even know what I'm doing. And eventually I probably will get killed because of this. And you know what? Laugh when it happens, okay? I want you to at least have one last laugh at my clown self. But I was so mad in that spot, and what drives me crazy about this, and look, it was for a good cause. But okay.
But you didn't know that at the time.
I didn't know it at the time. So the spin zone that I have for myself that justifies me flicking this person off and telling them to go F themselves is this. The spin zone is this. 10,000 people were trotting for this awesome cause that Sean Pendergast is emceeing. And you only raised $10,000?
Yes.
Some of you people that were running that were doing it just for your own vanity. To show off to people on social media after the fact that you ran in whatever amount of time the turkey trot, but you gave no money to that charity. None. And you should be ashamed of yourself, because not only did you take 50 minutes out of my Thanksgiving, where I could have cured cancer, I could have solved the crisis in Ukraine and Russia, or, you know, in Gaza. I could have done all those things.
Any number of things.
There's a lot of things I could have done in those 50 minutes. And instead, I was stuck in traffic watching people half-ass it, these fat asses half-assing it on the turkey trot. And on top of that, some of you cheapos gave absolutely nothing to this event, which led to lots of police officers getting paid overtime so that they could keep you safe from people like me who were thinking about doing a little Grand Theft Auto. In his head, he wouldn't have actually done it. That's all I'm saying. I'm glad that we raised some money here, but some of you guys held out, and the fact that you also took 50 minutes away from my Thanksgiving yesterday that I'll never get back, I'll never forgive you. That is my confession.
My last question is,
yes, sir.
How did that person respond to you? Did they?
They gave a sheepish look, like, what?
Really?
which honestly was the appropriate response. And I'm glad.
Here, come on.
I don't think they could have taken me. I don't think they could have taken me. Two and four career lifetime fights. So
two and four.
Last time I lost it, just got. I was playing pickup basketball at the LA Fitness on Westheimer, and I stole the ball from somebody who was very mad that I'd stolen the ball from him. And he tackled me on a breakaway layup. I got up, threw the ball at his head. As hard as I could, say, watch it, you effing psycho. Go out to the free throw line to get the ball checked to me. Turn around. Boom! Punched in the face. And this dude who
looked... So he sucker punched you.
Oh, yeah, he did. And I was down on the ground. I'm glad he didn't go any further. But this dude who looked straight out of I Am Legend, like those things, like he ran. God. He ran. And I'm glad he ran, because I would have kicked my ass.
He ran.
So that's why I don't fight anymore. But I don't think these people could have kicked my ass. Anyway, I'm being self-indulgent here. That was my confession. That felt good to get it off my chest. I'd do it again, too.
It's therapy.
It's therapy.
It's what this time of day is for.
Yeah,
every day
therapy.
In the loop on 12:20 here on Sports Radio 610.
Your lunchtime confessions.
Well, we do.
Up next, a look at this weekend in college football. Tonight's big game between Texas and Texas A&M. Keep you posted on what's going on in the Egg Bowl, which, as always, has been fun to open things up. In the Loop with Paul and Chris, Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.